Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We can hardly stand the wait. Please, Christmas, don't be late.
Can I change the words to that?
Sure.
We can hardly stand the wait. Please, Oscar, don't be late.
No, we're not going to focus on Oscar because yeah. Oscar's... Was Todd Moore involved last night?
Oh, yes.
Mike, a friend only turns 35 once.
It was Todd's 35th?
Yeah.
Yes. Todd's a baby. I thought Todd was older than
he's
that.
A baby.
Oh, my God. He's a young one. Happy birthday, Todd.
Yeah, he's really 41. We're just saying 35.
Is he really 40? Tell me the truth. He's 41. Okay.
Yeah, he's father time.
Because I'm
sitting
there going,
father time with his size.
Todd, my God. Oh, that's great. Well, speaking of birthdays, we're going to get right to it today because we've got Nikki Diamond on the show. We've got a very busy show. We've got giveaways. We've got so much stuff that we need to get to that I'm going to be responsible today and not ramble at the beginning of the show. We're going to get right to the mailbag because it's not about us, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about you.
It's all about you.
Todd.
It's all about you.
35.
More. Whiskey.
All these things.
Oh my God.
It's all about you.
Liver.
It's all about
dying.
You.
End of November. I'd like to see him break out stats. They do that every year, but I'd like to see him break out stats post Halloween statistics as far as drinking in America. I think
Well, people are fighting the cold outside. You don't want to, you don't want to go to bed chilly.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I really can't stay.
We'll get to that too. We'll talk about that today.
I hope Mike, we have some gifts.
Okay, we have gifts. Hold on.
Quick trivia question, as my father would say, quiz for Mike. When Dean Martin would pretend to drink on stage.
Right, and drink apple juice, according to the stories.
What was his brand of apple juice?
Mott's.
No, Martinelli's apple juice. And we got a lovely letter from Ben Page, who is head of consumer services at Martinelli, sparkling cider, etc., who sent us all sorts of free Martinelli's product.
Oh.
They are big fans at the Martinelli Cider
Very
Company.
Cool. Oh, buy that's, schedule.
That's fun.
So we want to thank Ben Page for thinking of us at this, the most festive time of year.
We know a lot of Bens. We know a lot of famous Bens.
Yeah.
We have Ben the janitor from the old WJFK.
We'll send you an invoice.
Mm-hmm.
There's Ben...
Franklin.
Ben is the significant other of our friend Suzanne.
That's true.
He refused to take a picture at the Mad Hatter when Carla asked him to take a picture of the girls.
You mean he refused to actually be the guy who took the picture?
He said, and then she said he doesn't do that. Carla just
who
made
doesn't
that.
Do that?
I just thought it was noteworthy.
That's odd.
The whole reason I brought up those famous Bens because I wanted to say
Ben
that.
Franklin, a founding father.
I wish I had said that.
King of the Bens. What do we have, Rob?
And also some mysterious gifts that had no names attached. Oscar received a 10-pack of Perrier, a box of Splenda, and I got perhaps the best gift of all, a case of motherfucking Dots.
Oh, my God. There you go. First edit. First edit of the show today. That's a great candy. That is really great candy.
We already killed the box.
Do you get those in movie theaters as much as they're still there?
Yeah, I'd say they're there probably 50 to 60% of the time.
Also,
I guess.
A candy that can really ruin your floor mats.
Oh, did you drop one?
I've done it.
Mm,
yeah, it's a nasty candy. Yeah. Is that it? Is that it as
those
far
are
as
our presents.
You?
Yeah, so now we can move on, Mike.
Send more.
Brad Backus. Let me get my light here.
Backus?
Yeah.
Backus.
Backus, like Jim Backus, who played Thurston Howell III on Gilligan's Island.
Brad Backus has never had the untold joy that is brought by a TMOS birthday greeting until right now.
Yay!
Right now.
Happy belated birthday, Brad Backus. Happy birthday, numero 46, to Wes Riley. Wes Riley, we hope he enjoyed his birthday because Wes truly believes that Christmas is a huge scam forced upon us every year by Big Holiday.
Yes. Ooh. Yeah. We're just victims, Mike.
It is. It's kind of an economic driver. That's the way I look at it. And yeah, I think it's force-fed to everybody. But I mean, shows like ours and retail giants, you know, you rely on the Christmas season to kind of help you out.
Do we have to be happy, though?
I don't think so. I mean,
you should be merry, though.
Merry.
Yeah.
Later in the show, I will tell you that I may be back to getting a little bit of the Christmas spirit. But I've been way, way down.
Oh. Yeah.
I'll tell you all about it. Happy birthday to Sean Ward. We promise to keep being funny as possible for you, Sean. Keep your chin up, chum.
You had a bad year. You had a bad year.
Oh, well, a lot
Keep trucking, friend.
Yeah.
Chase Novak turned the big 1-4 last Monday. 14. You don't know. When you're a teenager, you don't say the big 1-4.
It was
written
ironically.
Yeah, I understand that. It's a 14. Okay?
14,
he's
Mike.
A teenager. Hooray for Chase Novak. He's a good kid. But when when you're 4-1, the big 4-1, that's when you would use the numbers that way.
Yeah, then the big 9-0.
The big 9-0. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Okay. Which is followed by the big dirt.
That's right. Big shovel.
That's wonderful. Steve Baumgartner turns 45 next week, but if you prefer, you may call him Honus.
What?
Editor's note, whatever. Happy birthday, Honus. The only Honus I know is that expensive baseball card, Honus Wagner.
Honus Wagner. And I was called Honus 3 days before they changed my name to Robert. And I'm kidding.
Honus. Yeah, Rob's original name was going to be Honus Amadeus Spiewak. Good guy Ken DiOrio.
Yes.
Has a birthday today, and that's great. He bought himself the gift of a TMOS bonus subscription. That's awesome.
Yay. Now we're talking.
And that's really great, too. Patty Crowley just turned 62, and her husband of 43 years. Wow, 43 years.
Long time.
He says that she still is the love of his life. Atta girl, Patty.
She must really after 43 years, to still be in his favor, she must really go the extra mile.
I love that. I don't have that. I'm a multiple married person, and so when I see the 43 years, one of my best friends, Joey Pasker, up in New England, he's in that territory too, because he married Angela, his wife, right out of high school, and they're still married. And I
true love is hard
that.
To find, Mike.
Yes,
good days.
Hard sir. Love is true to find.
I would like to request a birthday wish for myself, Dan Griffin.
Hey, it's Dan Griffin, Mike.
It's Dan Griffin. My birthday is December 4. My lovely sea wife will not submit one for me. However, she did buy me the yearly bonus package as a gift. I like the theme, Oscar. That's a good sign,
Oscar. No kill shelter.
That's fantastic. She got him the bonus package as a gift. That means he's qualified for an Amazon gift card, too, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. 1 of 4.
And he gets the Christmas album, right?
Yes, of course.
So it balances out. Thank you. I will hang up and listen. That's from Dan Griffin. Dan Griffin, thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
And by the way, you get to the top of the heap when you buy the bonus package.
Top of the list.
Yeah, you're our favorite.
Dearest Mike, here's the first letter here. A few months ago, after years of praising your podcast, I finally got my best friend, Beth Mulcair, to start listening to you guys. She's a bit of a procrastinator, so I finally just broke into her phone.
Well, good heavens.
Broke into her phone and downloaded the TMOS app for her. No more excuses. Well, before I knew it, she was hooked. Kind of works that way.
Nice.
Mike, this Saturday, December 3rd, is Beth's birthday. Hey, Beth's birthday. Go down to the Whitehall Inn and have some fabulous fruit fritters for Beth's birthday. It would be great if President Obama could wish Beth a happy birthday and offer her some encouraging words before he leaves office. We will miss him. Now I must go on to my busy day. I've got Vistaprint Christmas cards to make, and you know that my kids' holiday toys won't order themselves from your Amazon portal. I love the support of the advertisers. Yeah. You keep us going, folks. Keep the funny, and see you in New Orleans. Yes, we actually wised up and bought the tickets before they sold out. Fatima Bastianelli, and Fatima, thank you very much. Let's spin the wheel and see
what
happens.
Did you see the black and white picture of the three of us that I posted yesterday?
Yes.
That was actually from Beth, this very listener.
Very
so
cool.
I want to say thank you for sending that picture along. It's a nice one. Let's see how we do.
It says your name's Fatima, though.
Yeah, but Beth is who you're wishing happy birthday to.
Oh, now we talk during the wheel.
Oh, you know what? Tilt.
Tilt.
Tilt. Tilt.
Yeah. Oh,
no.
Sorry.
We need to spin again.
All right,
sorry about it. It's never happened.
Got a bag of chips.
Cigarette. Hey. Let me just say Beth Mulcair. I really hope that she enjoys the next 4 years. I'm going away. I'm going to take a vacation in Hawaii. But let me just say farewell to you, Rob, to you, Oscar, to Robert III. May I also say there's a little boy who spent Thanksgiving weekend with the Spiewaks.
Really?
He's going back to boarding school. That boy's name is Little Jabril.
Bye-bye. Bye, Mr. President.
Dearest TMOS crew, please welcome to our world your new youngest listener, Andrea Wojciak Petten. Oh, I'm sorry, Wojciak. It's a V-O-D-Z-I-A-K. Pronounced Wojciak.
Yeah. Video on demand.
That's right.
Andrea Wojciak Petten. Andy, as she will be known. Oh, you think so, huh? When she gets to be 16, she'll call herself whatever she wants, Dad.
Yeah, they'll call her Wojciak. America's leading theft deterrent.
Wojciak. That's actually the Russian version.
Yes,
of
it is. It's someone has stolen my Beats.
I don't understand. We had small SUV full of toilet paper that get ripped off at the parking garage. Do you turn on Wojciak? Yes, we turned on Wojciak. Andy, as she will be known, was born 12:30 a.m. on Tuesday, November 29th at Fairfax Inova Hospital. We are here for... One of my daughters was born at Fairfax Hospital.
Great hospital.
We are here for another few days, and I intend to pass the time listening to my favorite podcasting crew and praising my wife, Danny, for being such an amazing... for being such an amazing mother and keeping her game face on throughout. You know, Danny normally is D-A-N-N-Y, and I can't get by the Caddyshack, but when you use it for a woman, suddenly my brain is on the Caddyshack.
Well, I mean, he's got women in his life named Danny and Andy. Probably has another. His mom's probably named Harvey.
You do drugs, Danny? All the time, sir. Anyway, to my wife, Danny, for being such an amazing mother and keeping her game face on throughout the 30 tough hours leading up to the birth of our first child. Ooh, boy. Thank you for the continued laughs, Thomas and Danny Petten.
Danny.
And
congratulations.
Danny and Wojciak. Andrea Wojciak, just remember, when she plays poker, she will splash the pot whenever the F she pleases. Okay? Teddy Wojciak. There we go. Anyway, that's it. Moving right along.
Nice callback.
Hey, gang. I wanted to thank you for telling me about the Lost My Name book. I am getting so much feedback on this particular
people love
sponsor.
It.
I was trying to wait until Christmas to give the book to Elise, my 3-year-old daughter, but I couldn't wait. We read it last night, and she loved every bit of it. That book, another year of bonus shows, and a fat Omaha steak package will ensure a happy holiday. God bless you all for mentioning our advertisers during the mailbag. We love it. Thanks for all you guys do. Thanks for what you do, Eric. Eric Ward, we really, really do appreciate that. Next letter. Hi, all. I would like to request a birthday greeting for my son, Andrew Esprella.
Ah.
He is a big TMOS fan, and he relates to the Bolivian guy on the show. That would be Oscar birthday party.
Hola.
Yes. Please wish him a happy birthday. He will turn 32 on December 2nd. By the way, I am a fan as well. Sincerely, Andrew's mom, Miriam Esprella.
Miriam. Oh,
that sounds like
sweet.
Something you get after dinner in a coffee restaurant, right? Can I get the Miriam Esprella, please?
Or thank something you would treat with an antibiotic.
I'll have 3 Esprellas with my coffee.
We haven't found a cure for Miriam Esprella, but there is hope with your contributions. I'm sorry, Miriam, that was not nice.
No.
Miriam is a lovely name. She was a librarian.
No.
That was Marion.
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 Yeah, Miriam was one of Groucho Marx's daughters. Miriam Marx. That's all I got. Sorry, buddy.
All right.
Mike, what's great is when
put the show back on the tracks now.
When generations listen together, that's cool.
It's very cool.
Right?
Very, very nice. Yes, thank you, Oscar.
Right, would you like a
Mike,
pillow?
Rob, dear Mike,
all right, Groucho.
Rob, Oscar, Ponyboy, and interns, my son, Tyler Losil, and I have listened to you since the late 1990s. December 2nd is Tyler's 29th birthday, and we still bond over your show. God, I love to hear that. Even though he now lives across the country, might I humbly request that Mike's little chihuahua, Frankie, wish Tyler the happiest of birthdays. Thanks for all the smiles and chuckles. Tyler's mom, Jackie. That's the chihuahua.
Tyler.
Frankie is at the vet today. We don't even need to spend the
okay.
I'm very, very sorry. Frankie is at the vets inside the other audio processing unit that I have. All right, thank you. That's the way that works. Yeah, you didn't give me a heads up on that one. But anyway.
I forgot that required that. You know what? It's absolute mind slip. My apologies.
You think I do it with my own voice?
It's Miriam's fault.
Hey, happy birthday to you.
That's all I got.
See?
That's pretty damn good,
thank
Mike.
You.
Pretty damn good.
Pretty biggie.
Thank you for pulling my fat out of the fire. That's quite a bit of lifting.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the rest, I'm writing with a birthday wish for my husband, Dave Weimer. He celebrated his 36th birthday on Sunday and deserves a big, juicy birthday wish from his favorite ball-busting trio. He's the type of husband who will hate a bitch just because I do, even if she's been nothing but nice to him. And ladies, that's all we really want from our man, right?
Is it?
What is that? I gotta reread that. He's the type of husband who will hate a bitch just because I do, even if she's been nothing but nice to him. Oh, I get it. Okay,
yeah.
So
yeah.
The wife is saying she'll just hate a lady, and the lady's never done anything to the husband, but he piles on because he's giving
he'll
his
like,
wife
yeah,
solidarity.
Yeah, she's such a
right?
C, right?
Yeah,
and then he won't care, but he'll hate her.
That's the Weimer way.
I'll do that. I'll do that with my bride. Yeah. If my bride turns on somebody, I'll join the fray.
Oh, I'll hate anybody. Yeah.
We both thank you for constantly bringing the funny, even when times are tough. Hugs and kisses. Happy Heather Weimer. That's wonderful. Thank you, Heather. I like that letter. Happy holidays, kind sirs. 35 years ago, on this very day, Kerry Hoffman exited his mother's birth canal and graced this world with his presence.
Yuck.
35 years later, Kerry is a TMOS listening, Amazon portal shopping, Omaha steak grilling, hairy shaving kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
And for all of that, most people love him. However, Kerry can be a bit of a douche.
Oh, dear.
All his box wife wants for Christmas is for Kerry to get the old snippety snip. Yet Kerry refuses. Wants him to get a vasectomy.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm.
This is really airing the dirty laundry. Perhaps you guys have some advice on vasectomies, something that will put Kerry's mind at ease. Let me tell you about vasectomies. Rob is included in this.
Yeah.
Men that get them like to brag about them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that bragging is the word. I think they like to discuss them.
You brag when you got yours.
On air all the time.
You have bragged about it. And we have got, I know guys that did this that all they would want to talk about was the fact that they got it, when in fact, you're basically at your wife's behest getting yourself neutered. That's what it
or
is, in my opinion.
What you're doing is bragging that you're having so much sex.
That's true.
The risk of getting pregnant again is so high that you're so passionate and virile that
virile.
You had to cut it
off. Well, let's go. We could talk all day. We don't have them. Let's go to the source.
I can offer only one piece of advice. When you're having your procedure, do not let Kerry be in the room with you.
She was in the room while you got it done?
Yeah, running her mouth. I said, oh, my God, what I wouldn't give for general anesthesia right about now.
So they gave you a local and she talked during
the whole time.
What the hell is she doing in the operating? This is so wrong. She was in the operating room?
Well, it's an office procedure.
Wait, what do you mean?
It's an office procedure.
That means they go in, it's an outpatient, where you just go in.
You don't go to a hospital.
And it's like, cut the blue with the wire, not the red wire?
Exactly. It's like Die Hard. Die Hard with a ball sack.
I feel like that's a surgery, though, right? It's a surgery.
It is, but I mean, it's not anything that requires going into the hospital.
Get
to
the snippets. Oh, no, you cut the wrong wire.
And I will say, the worst part of it is not the actual procedure. It's the follow-ups where you have to bring the bag.
The bag?
Yeah, with your sample to make sure it took.
Oh, you mean you have to? Oh, God.
That you're not fertile anymore.
Yeah, and the doctor said, you know, you don't have to donate here. You can do it at home and come on in. Oh. Just get here in 40 minutes or less.
Oh my God!
Race with the devil.
Yeah, like a pizza.
Well, that's the advice on vasectomies. Thank you all for bringing the funny throughout the unnecessarily stressful holiday season. Love you, long time Nate in Prince Frederick. That's wonderful. Okay, well, so Nate. All right, hold on.
Nate was offering the wishes to Kerry.
Kerry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused, Rob. That's not. It sounds like a woman wrote that letter.
No, it's his friend.
It's his friend. Oh, okay.
It's a boy, Kerry. He has a chick name, though.
Yes.
All right. So, it's like Kerry Sanders from the Today Show.
Exactly. Except this is a man.
Here's my advice about my personal advice. Just shut up about it. Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, do it.
You have to. But really, you know, well, just tell her, why don't she put something in
there? Or get a Vojack.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. My birthday was Monday, and lately TMOS is the brightest part of my day. My friends and family have done their best to provide as little happy birthday cheer as possible.
There's a theme here.
Here's an example. the $10 Walmart card casually thrown into my lap as my mom walked through the living room on Thanksgiving. Not even a birthday card.
Ouch.
FML. So would you all please wish me a happy birthday? I love you guys. Kate Shireman. That is thrown in her lap.
That's pretty
mom
bad.
Mom walks by and goes, here you go. Here's a $10 Walmart gift card. Kate, I'm with you. Katie, I am with you, and I hope you have a better birthday. Hi there. Here's our next letter. I am writing to see if you might be able to do a Jack Cassidy skit. A sketch? Let's call the sketch writer, see if we can write up a sketch.
Do the sketch.
On your show for a friend of mine. His name is Travis, and he's been listening for a long time. A few months ago, he played your show for me, and I became a fan. Sadly, Christmas Eve will be one of the one-year anniversary of his mom's passing. Oh, that's a drag. The Jack Cassidy skits...
Skits or bits?
The sketches.
Love the bits.
Always put a smile on his face, so I know he would appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time to read this. Do we have the guy's name here? Oh, Travis. All right, let's spin the wheel, see if we can get Jack Cassidy to come back from the grave.
Very good. Right. See how we do, okay?
All right. Fiery easy chair, fiery easy chair, fiery easy chair.
Love the fiery easy chair.
Oh, there he is. He's coming in right now.
Jack Cassidy.
Hey, Jack.
Hi there. Hi, boys. How are you? This is Jack Cassidy. Jack Cassidy. Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever have a vasectomy?
Never, never. I was always incredibly potent, but I used the rhythm method.
Yeah.
Jack Cassidy. Oh, I'm exhausted. I just got back from Tennessee yesterday.
Oh, God. Yes. Too soon.
Oh, too soon. I'm terribly sorry. That's right. That's a fire reference.
A wildfire?
I died in a fire, so that's why I fell asleep with my cigarette lighter and unfortunately caught the couch on fire. The sofa burst into flames and I was a goner. Jack Cassidy.
You know what I saw on MeTV the other night, Jack?
What's that?
The episode of Columbo where you were... A Nazi hiding in America as a magician.
Ah, that's right. That's my magic. My magic is that I worked for the Third Reich. Jack Cassidy! If ever they needed a villain on an NBC mystery movie, they'd call me Jack Cassidy! Thank you. Thank you so very much.
The best.
Here we go. Haven't done him in a while. Hello, gang. Our final letter here. I just ordered a Lost My Name book from my nephew Hendrix, and I couldn't be more excited about it. The book is amazing, and I love how X marks the spot on the last page of Hendrix's story. That's just, you know, when
amazing.
You see a name like Hendrix, what if he was named after Jimmy?
Have to be, I would think.
I also ordered my business holiday cards for Lawrence Painting here in Burlington, Vermont, and got 60% off using the TMOS60 code. Thank you so much during this time of supporting our advertisers. We appreciate it. I only have a few more people to shop for the holidays. By chance, would you happen to know how many more days we have? Oh, no wonder he put this last. He put this last. He put this last because it is officially December now.
Yes.
How many more days do we have of Christmas shopping? Thank you, your friend from Vermont, Nicholas Lawrence. Go ahead. Bring in the guy that's got a worse hangover than Oscar. Let's do it.
Here he is.
Here he
Yay!
Is.
24 days for Christmas shopping.
You better get going.
To build a stocking. 24 days for Christmas.
Only got 24
shopping.
More.
Only got 24 more.
Only 24 more.
Hi there. Christmas is coming.
Yes.
Have you done your shopping?
Right.
Only 24 days left.
There
Very
he
nice.
Is.
When do we start the recipes? That's what I'm curious about.
I think next week might be the time to start cooking.
Okay, very good. Now we can start the show. That guy's back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Thank you, dear. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, this is Hans.
Hans.
Yeah.
David Howard.
How are you, David?
Okay, listen.
Yeah.
I'm closing in on a decision.
Good.
I think the beige is the best interior.
Good interior there. Uh-huh.
And I think with the dark brown, that's the best combination.
That's the most beautiful combination on the lot.
All right, so tell me again. Uh-huh. Everything, tax, license, out the door, in my garage.
Right, well, I don't know where your garage is, but it's $44,420.
Wow.
All right.
It's a lot of money for a car, isn't it?
It's not a car, Mr. Howard. It's a Mercedes, and that's the
difference. No, I know it's a Mercedes, but it's just still a lot of money.
Well, maybe you shouldn't buy the car then. Get a Nova.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, there's no extras, right? That's it? That's everything? I don't imagine at that price I'd have to add.
No, just leather. That's all you'd have to add. Nothing else.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't come with leather.
No, sir, it does not. That's why I told you you'd have to add it.
Well, what's in there?
Well, it's what they call Mercedes leather.
What would that be?
Well, it's a very thick vinyl. Beautiful seat. I would prefer that.
So let's call it that then.
Fine. Beautiful thick vinyl seat. But I have it.
Gee, isn't that something? Wouldn't you think there'd be leather in there?
I tell you what, if you buy the car, I'll put some shoes in it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
You want to know why guys, and I really think this is a male thing, why men watch movies over and over and over
why?
Again?
Why? I'm curious.
Because I think sometimes we realize that you can learn something from a movie clip that you've never paid attention before. I forgot that his name is Dave Howard.
Dave Howard.
Dave Howard. That's an inside joke for old sales.
My favorite thing in that is because, you know, that is Albert Brooks playing Hans.
Playing Hans, the car dealer, and the Dave Howard, the
timing,
guy who's buying the car.
Because it's pre-recorded, the timing is just a trifle off when he goes, okay.
Okay. There we go. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. We are a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Today brought to you by Movement. I'm showing it to you again. There's my Movement watch.
Beautiful.
See that, everybody?
Woo!
There it is. These watches
sexy.
Make the perfect gift for any guy or gal. The best of all, they start at just $95. Or best of all, as opposed to the best of all. Thank you. Happy holidays. We love our Movement watches, MVMT. You'll love yours. Now let's finish your holiday shopping and get a Movement watch for someone on your list. Movement lets you skip the lines and the crowds at the mall. Instead, you give a gift they'll love at a price that you will love as well. Movement watches start at just $95. You would pay $400 to $500 for one of these beauties at the department store. Because Movement figured out by kicking out that middleman, they'd be able to give you a better deal on the watch. Classic design, quality construction, and styled minimalism, with 500,000 watches sold in over 160 countries, always at the best possible price. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmtwatches.com/TMOS. This watch has a really clean design, and I've been getting compliments on it. I wore it to church last week because it's a dressy watch. Now is the time to step up your watch game. Go to movementwatches.com/TMOS and join the movement, everybody.
Woo!
I have an update. An update that I'm very happy to share with all of you.
Breaking news.
There has been movement. Speaking of movement watches,
hey,
there has been movement on the insurance front. My wife got the lady that sold us our policy involved down here, and apparently she fired off a nasty letter to the vice president of Blue Cross in their region or wherever. How she sent it up the flagpole.
Right.
As of yesterday morning, I was reinstated with my health insurance.
Hey! Woo! I wouldn't know that the lady that would sell the insurance would carry that much weight.
Well, there's a lady that is customer service that she kicked it over to in their office. That's the lady that sent me an email, which not only said that I'd been reinstated, but kind of listed the things that had been going
broke
on.
Broke everything
was,
down for
sure.
You.
Sure.
And it matched exactly what I had said, which means they accepted the, at least initially. My priority has always been to just get me insurance. I wanted that to be the first
priority.
It all
worked out.
And to the dick up at the office up here locally, thanks for absolutely nothing. I really appreciate that. Because really nothing happened on his watch at all. And I knew that when I was walking out of there. He was great at making us calm when we left, though. I also
And
you know,
theorized that was his skill set.
Look, I don't know how it happened. All I know is right now it's not fixed yet because they have to get into the billing system and figure out how they're going to clean up the mess. They had outsourced their accounting in Florida, and they have brought it back in-house. That's what was explained
in country,
well.
Mike.
It's back in-house, and we're going to see what happens. But I will tell you, even with that email that I received about 5 o'clock yesterday, I still waited until this morning when the bone doctor's office opened up, got the lady on the phone that does the billing there, and she was able to validate the fact that I am in the system again.
Boom, bam.
And,
wow, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
And I made
good.
An appointment for a week from Friday to go see the bone doctor, which I wanted to do. And so, you know, knock on wood, look, it's not fixed yet, and they said that in the email, but the fact that they
steps have been taken.
I don't think that these guys are going to put you back active unless they know that they've screwed up. And really, you know, this lady, her name is Teresa, that works at this office.
Mother
down
Teresa.
Here. Mother Teresa was extremely helpful and was someone who, you know, God love her, my wife had a good relationship with. And I think the comment was made maybe 3 or 4 days ago that this lady said to my wife, I can actually hear it in your voice, what you've been going through. This has been, for I really just want to stress that this type of thing can be, when you're dealing with any kind of medical deal, the stress level is pretty significant anyway. It is soul crushing when you have done everything you are supposed to do and you are told that, you know, basically you're a deadbeat. That's, mm-hmm. you know, when they remove you from a policy, it's because you haven't paid. I paid every premium. I paid 2 extra premiums, and it really felt like I was being abandoned. And I'm still shaky. Carly got a little pissed at me last night because I said, well, let's just make sure. She said, can't you just take the good news and respond to it? It was a weight off of our shoulders, but I still come down on the side of, we didn't need to deal with this anyway.
Yes.
This
was true.
This was something where they you know, they popped me off of the policy without any real diligence or any real.
And Mike, 2 days later, you get that mole, and then it's all downhill from there, right?
You know, it's frustrating. It really is, and I think that for the
roles, we got to cut the fat, Mike.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I say.
Now, is the bone doctor the doctor that you went and saw and then they removed you? They asked you to leave?
Yeah, because I want to get clarity on when I'm going to get the right one done, because I want to get that done sooner than later.
But you are in the system enough that they will see you now.
They'll see me
next Friday.
That's
a huge step.
This is huge. Remember, a week ago, we didn't know what was going to happen.
They would have seen me, but it was a principal deal.
It was a big deal.
I wasn't going to pay the full ride to go see
a specialist. You were a man without a country just 7 days ago. And look at you now.
I was. And it really is, you know, here's the best thing out of all of this is to know that one point person that we dealt with actually really does care enough that they sent an email along and they contacted us. You know, it always works that way. When the news is good, when things are being taken care of, when somebody's helping you, usually they're going to call you. When things are being completely punted, you have to call them constantly because they don't give a rat's ass.
And you didn't have to call Wink Action News.
And I didn't have to call a lawyer.
Yes.
And that was a really good thing. Now, with that said, let's wait to see how they resolve all of this, because really, there's a discrepancy of some serious
DGH.
Money that's in my favor, and we'll see. I don't know what got things moving. I don't know if the right people just contacted the right people, but the news is that, the listeners for our show are
the best,
are so concerned with us, and they are so, it really is a family, and they really reached out to me, and I got some phenomenal advice for all of you that cared enough to contact me and let me know about that. I appreciate that, and I'll keep you posted and let you know what happened. But it was soul sucking. It was absolutely every day getting up with that elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a bad year. I had major surgery, and then about every goddamn thing that could have gone wrong, outside of this, everything did go wrong.
Did fall that one time off the bed, remember?
That's true.
Yeah.
I fell off the bed. I did. You remember that?
Yeah.
It really, and then the right one's been hurting, and then you don't have anything. You get a cold, you get anything, you're just sitting there, what am I going to do? Who am I going to talk to?
Right.
I can't go in, and it's necessary, and I just think
you're back,
that,
baby.
I really hope that it's just a question of empathy, man. It's a question of people.
You found
care.
The one person that will help you out, and that's sometimes all you need. But it's a sea of people that don't care.
Or seas.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you know what? I think paying it forward. When somebody does something nice for you, I think it's really important to do something nice for other people. That's why I want to just give this plug in here right now.
Mm-hmm.
About there's a fund that Dolly Parton is setting up for the people in the Tennessee area. And I think you can probably Google Dolly Parton Fund. I don't know what the exact name of it is, but I know that they are setting up a fund for people to help with monthly expenses. And it sounds to me like, I met Dolly Parton a million years ago, did an interview with her when I was a country DJ way back in the day, and she could not have been more charming and kinder and nicer. And I just kind of think that this ain't no scam. I believe that she's getting money in very short order into people's hands.
When I see something like that, I think, you know what? Today, one day, skip your latte. Send $6 to them, and you'll feel good. You'll feel good.
$20.
Yeah, Dollywood Foundation, Mike.
Dollywood Foundation. Send the Dollywood Foundation, and we appreciate that. So that's the update, and I'm very pleased.
Attaboy, Mike. That's good news.
And I was, you know, for a minute, I was in the Christmas spirit until I watched the NBC show. Oh, my God. What crap. Anyway, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with more right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Al Roker. Hi. You know, it's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also one of the busiest. Luckily, one of the most important holiday traditions doesn't take much time at all. We would like you to subscribe, renew, or give the TMOS bonus package. Each week, we record a 6th episode of the show. It's uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. And boys, I know you're excited because this year, there's something special coming if you order the bonus package. Am I right, Rob Spiewak? Am I right?
Me.
That's right. You'll receive the soon-to-be classic holiday album, Have an Oh Merry Christmas. Did you come up with that name, Oscar? I'm just curious.
I did, but more importantly, Mike, help keep TMOS a no-kill shelter.
Thank you. All of your favorite holiday songs sung by all your TMOS buddies, and the only way to get it.
How do you get it, Mike?
You buy the TMOS bonus package.
That's right. It's all
waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus package, and you'll get the holiday album. Here's a clip now.
Santa baby.
Is that Jennifer?
Jennifer Session was she's a professional. I will say that. Perfectionist.
Yeah. Look it up in the book. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Tracker. Hey, losers. Yeah, we're all losers. You know that. Newsweek says that the average American spends 56 minutes a day looking for things they own but can't find. You lose your keys, you lose your bag, you lose your wallet, and sometimes you lose your mind. Luckily, Tracker makes losing things a thing of the past. And listen up, I'm about to tell you how you can get one for free. Tracker, what is it? I'll tell you. Well, let him talk. Well, you shut up. Tracker is a coin-sized device that can find anything in seconds. Just pair Tracker to your smartphone, you attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. If you lose your phone, hit a button on Tracker, and your phone will ring even when it's on silent. Tracker is finding over 1 million misplaced items each day, and our listeners can get a free Tracker Bravo with any order free. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Ooh. Go to thetracker.com right now and enter promo code TMOS for your free Tracker Bravo with any order. Again, that's thetracker.com, promo code TMOS, and we thank you. All right, well, guess what time it is, ladies and gentlemen? It's that time of the week.
He was a little peeved because we didn't talk to him last week.
Well, it's busy.
The holidays.
It's the holiday season, a lot going on.
Yeah, but that's a big football weekend, you know.
Yeah, with the, you know, with the Dallas and the Redskins and all that. And by the way, sorry, Redskins.
I know you.
Let's call Nikki Diamond right now from Pahrump, Nevada, and get an update on fantasy football. We have the music. Where's Nikki's
music?
Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, from Pahrump, Nevada, Nikki Diamond, fantasy football guru. Nikki, how are you?
Good. What happened last week, guys?
It was Thanksgiving.
Holiday.
That we had a shortened, abbreviated week, Nikki. We normally talk to you on Wednesday or Thursday. We had to get a lot of show in on Wednesday, and then we were, you know, off on Thursday and Friday, so we really didn't get a chance to check in. How was your Thanksgiving? Okay, did you enjoy it?
What time do you usually have dinner there at your place there, Mike, on Thanksgiving? You little 10 a.m. Thanksgiving dinner?
Nikki, I'll be honest with you. I'm hearing a little toot here as far as, are you peeved? Are you upset about something?
You know, I'm calling in last week. I thought, you know, it's a morning show. Not going to affect a 4 p.m. meal, but whatever. Okay.
All right, Nikki, here's the thing. Okay, I apologize if you were not notified. And you know what? That's not my thing. Rob, who is responsible for, you're our liaison with Nikki. Did you let him know we weren't going to be here on Thursday?
I tried to call. There was no answer. His voicemail was full. I sent an email. Do you answer the email at your website?
I don't know how to do that.
Well, Nikki,
when you do,
you
will see that we postponed it.
All right, Nikki, the thing about it is that, you know, it's a holiday, man. It's Thanksgiving Day, and, you know, we don't work on Thanksgiving Day. We spend the day with our families. Did you Were you able to get together with anybody on Thanksgiving or what?
I went to mom's, had a meal at mom's.
Mother Diamond. Moms.
We've never talked about your mom. Does your mom also live in Nevada?
Oh, no. This is Mom's Diner. Mom's Diner.
Okay.
Right there on East State Street.
Mom's nice Diner.
Tonight's meatloaf night. They're a very nice place.
Did they have turkey on Thanksgiving at Mom's Diner?
All the fixings, Mike. Turkey. Maybe you have pancakes with your breakfast Thanksgiving. I don't know.
Okay. Mickey, I humbly apologize.
Man. Yeah.
I am so
sorry.
It's a
miscommunication, dude. We're sorry.
That's okay. I had a good time at Mom's. It's one of my favorite places in all of Nevada, other than Pond World, where everyone gets to...
All right, Nikki, please, for the love of... Nikki, let's just cut to the chase. Is Pond World... Have they paid you anything yet? Have they given you any money actually to do this?
I am ending this debt with them. I need three more...
Trade.
Ads. All right.
Oh, okay. Trade.
Go ahead. Nikki, go ahead. Give you a little plug for Pond World. I'm tired of fighting the battle. We can't pay you, but Pond World can, or they can forgive your debt.
Forgive. It's a consideration, Mike.
Yes. A consideration. Yes. Go ahead. Nikki Diamond is brought to you by Pond World in Nevada.
Thank you, yes. Pond World, located on 346 North Virginia Street, Reno, Nevada. Give them a call today at 775-337-8989. Remember, Pond World, where everyone gets treated like a king. Tell them.
Thank you. Nikki, I will.
Thank you.
I cannot believe how grateful I am to have you standing by with that commercial. Didn't that be way to go? Might have to keep that in there. All right, moving right along. Guys, let's get right to the football. We got to go. That's why Nikki's here. He's one of the best odds makers in Nevada, and he can help you with your fantasy football picks.
All right, big question for you, Nikki. Denver quarterback had Trevor Siemian out of the blue, had a great week last week. Is he going to be worth starting this week against Jacksonville?
No, that was an anomaly. The guy's a fraud. That team, they're getting exposed. They don't have an offensive line. They don't have a running game. Get out of the Trevor Siemian business. You're better than that.
Am I?
All right, Nikki, let me jump in here. Nikki,
okay.
Nikki, I've been challenged with my quarterbacks, Nikki. I need direction. I mean, you know, you pick the expensive guys, the Tom Brady's, the world's, they let me down. Is there anybody out there? Give me some guidance for this week, going into this week, because I want to get back on track and win a little money. Give me a quarterback. That's all I'm looking for.
You know what? I think the Chiefs, they gave up a lot of passing yards to that Siemian guy that Spiewak just mentioned. So I like them, the Falcons and Matt Ryan. The Chiefs, they're playing at Atlanta. Atlanta's great at home. Matt Ryan will have a huge game, 3 touchdown passes.
Okay, there cool. You go. And Oscar, you got anything for
Yes,
for
Alex
Nikki
Smith,
Diamond?
$7,000. It's questionable. He's got some issues, but for $7,000, what do you think?
Well, you know, it was in that same game. He had a good game last week. They got a new hot receiver. But I think that just like the Siemian last week, that was his one rare good game. So get out of these Alex Smith, Trevor Siemian. Come on, guys. The quarterback is the best you can come up with.
All right, Nikki, let me ask you this. Did you have friends that went to Mom's Diner with you on Thanksgiving, or did you go alone?
I mean, when I was there, I saw people that I'd seen there before. Yeah, count.
Thank you very much. Let's get
Diamond Pick of the Week.
So Diamond Pick of the Week, please.
I got to be honest with you guys. I feel like I've let the listeners down. You know, with my last few Diamond Picks, they have underperformed to say it kindly.
Tremendously underperformed.
Mike, when I made the point myself, you don't need to.
I understand. Okay. Hey, don't get lippy with me, Nikki. I'm trying to help.
Fine.
I got you a commercial in for Pawn World. Come on.
Okay, you're right.
Virginia Street.
That's right. All right. Lay the Diamond Pick of the Week on us. I know you're gonna win this week.
I'm going to, and I'm doing something. You know, I got other pressure. The Nikki Diamond Show coming next year to the more.
Sure. Next year. Count on it.
It's still very weighing on me. So I'm doing something that I've never done before. I'm putting my entire reputation on the line.
Oh, well, here we go. Listen up. Listen. This is a
quiet
down.
I am letting you guys know right now. But if this Nikki Diamond Pick of the Week does not produce at least 30 fantasy points, that I will retire from this fantasy game.
What?
You'll never hear or see Nikki Diamond again. I will move on. I had a good run, guys. I've got 27 years, and when your time is up, it's up. So
okay.
I'm putting it
Nikki,
on the line. I'm moving my chips into the table, damn it.
Okay, well, give us the pick, Nikki. Give us the pick, please.
The Diamond Pick of the Week. He had a horrible game, the worst game of his career last week, but this Sunday night, Russell Wilson will dominate with 30 fantasy points. Vicky Diamond, I'm putting it on the line. Line him up. Please, God, I pray.
Thank you. Thank you, Nikki. There he goes. Wow, that one was God. All over the place. Wow. Please, God. There we go. All right, that's Russell Wilson, everybody. Count on that.
Guaranteed. 30 points. Yeah.
You know what? We don't rehearse with Nikki.
I'm going to watch that game now.
I like the fact that he had the Pawn World ready to go. Everybody's
treated like a king.
That's right, at Pawn World.
That might have been my favorite part of the show this week. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills right here on the Michael Bear Show. We're going to get a winner.
Yes.
Our first, is this our Amazon winner?
No, this is our fruitcake winner.
Oh, fruitcake. We give away so many things at Christmas, I can't keep track. We're going to give away a fruitcake when we come back on the Michael Bear Show. You've heard about them, you've craved them, you've coveted them. You know what I'm talking about. Fruitcake. That's right. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, 12 days of fruitcake, progressive jackpot Christmas spectacular. Rob, could you have come up with a shorter name? Is that possible?
It could have been shorter, Mike, but it wouldn't really capture how important these cakes are.
All right. Well, the only way to get your hands on one of Rob's whiskey-soaked, fruit-filled, nut-laden logs is by doing this. Send an email to fruitcake@mikeomarashow.com, 200 words or less. What happens if they go over 200 words?
We kill them.
Tell us why you deserve to win. Make sure to include your phone number, because if we pick your letter, we'll call you. And if you answer, you win. What if they don't answer, Rob? What happens then?
It's a progressive sweepstakes. The fruitcakes roll over to the next day. Ooh!
Enter now and get ready to win. Again, that's fruitcake@mikeomarashow.com. Oscar Santana, what's so special about a Rob Spiewak fruitcake?
It's a limited edition. We only do it once a year.
The Mike O'Mara Show, 12 Days of Fruitcake, Progressive Jackpot Christmas Spectacular. Get involved now.
Okay. Once a year. Thank God I went to business school.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. Do you know that cooking together builds strong family bonds? It's true. The research shows that Blue Apron families cook together nearly 3 times more often. That's why Blue Apron is the better way to cook. Wedding soup today. We're having wedding soup.
Delicious.
Yeah. Blue Apron wedding soup. Mrs. O'Mara is going to make that in the kitchen for lunch today. Blue Apron has the highest quality standards, and because they ship the perfect amounts, you don't waste food. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients that make delicious home-cooked meals in 40 minutes or less, and it's absolutely delicious. Carl and I are addicted to it. When it comes to variety, flexibility, and ease, you can't beat Blue Apron. It's simple logic. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make better food. Excuse me. This month, you could be enjoying roasted pork and braised cabbage with barley and glazed apples. Thai green coconut curry with sweet potato and jasmine rice, or amazing brown butter and chestnut gnocchi with Brussels sprouts and pea shoot salad. This is spectacular gourmet food that you're going to love. Check out this week's menu and get 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. And now it's time for fruitcake. Give them a lots going on. I forget December's pretty nuts around here, isn't
it? So to speak.
Dear Mike O'Mara Show, this is our first, by the way, if you want to win a fruitcake, you have to send us an email to fruitcake, right?
Fruitcake@mikeomarashow.com, 200 words or less. And I will say this, per Carrie's request, we cut into the first fruitcake last night. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
They're so incredible. Good.
Nice batch.
So good.
You do it in your sleep now. You know how to make them. Dear Mike O'Mara Show, we are writing to get some fruitcake redemption for our mother, Amanda. Last year, Mom submitted a letter to the fruitcake contest and won. Trouble is, she wrote down the phone number incorrectly. Oh. I know. What a dumbass. though we were only 7 months old at the time, we could sense the tension this faux pas. 7 months old. Okay. Oh, so this is talking about children.
Yeah. Yes.
I get it. Though we were only 7 months old at the time, we could sense the tension this faux pas caused between our parents. Though he put on a brave face, we knew our father was deeply wounded by the lack of fruitcake. And Mom has never been the same. Every time someone says the word fruitcake, she gets a faraway look in her eyes and says, you know, I almost won a fruitcake once. Sometimes she cries. I hope this person's home. So we're hoping you can forgive her bonehead move and gift us with some festive goodness. Trust us, we understand if you can't forgive her. She's basically the worst. But for our dad's sake, we hope you'll consider our request. happy holidays, Sydney and Alexis Swavey. They're twins,
yes,
as dictated to Amanda Kuda Swavey. Let's call Amanda Swavey right now and see if she can redeem herself by getting the phone number
right. A lot of pressure.
They actually wrote the phone number in twice to make sure they didn't make the same mistake.
Okay. I hope Amanda answers the phone.
Please.
Three ringy dingies, not optimistic.
Oh, Amanda.
And they're twins.
Dad's really going to have a rotten Christmas.
Hello?
Is this Amanda Kuda Swavey?
Yes, it is.
Amanda, this is Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show. Fruitcake.
Oh, my goodness.
Fruitcake, that's right. You're the first one, and we're not going to have to roll it over because you, Amanda, for your wonderful suffering husband who waited a whole year without getting a fruitcake, you have won a Rob Spiewak fruitcake, my dear.
Well, he's actually waited longer than that because while I was pregnant, he wanted me to enter, and I, out of pure selfishness, didn't, because I couldn't eat the liquor-soaked fruitcake while I was pregnant. So,
oh, yeah. You selfish wench.
Yeah, otherwise, her kids would look like Bing Crosby's kids.
Well, Amanda, you have redeemed yourself. You have won the Rob Spiewak, the very first giveaway fruitcake of the season, and it's coming your way. How long will it take to get a fruitcake to Amanda?
She'll have it long before the holidays.
Before Christmas?
Yes.
Amanda, we appreciate the support. That was hysterical, that letter. And best to you and Sydney and Alexis and all the Swabies, okay?
Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Put her on hold. Thank you very much. Well, that's success.
Perfect. Love it. That's why we do what we do. That's awesome. Good.
So if you're keeping track, we're giving away fruitcakes. We're giving away for bonus subscriptions. We are giving away the Have an O'Merry Christmas Holiday Christmas
album.
Have
you heard the newest clip?
I have not.
Let's hear this. This is from the actual album, Mike.
Santa baby. Oh. Every time it's so brutal. I know it's coming.
That's Jennifer Wisniewski, who is actually my assistant, who was very excited
Diva.
To perform on the holiday album.
She only works with union musicians. Did you know that? That surprised me.
Really did a terrific
job. Really a fine job in that sweater.
And we are giving away Amazon gift cards to five. $200 Amazon gift cards to five lucky winners.
$1,000 worth of holiday cash, Mike.
Holiday cheer.
And of course, we're not just giving that away. You need to put up a little something.
That means hot cash.
You need to subscribe. Hey, somebody asked me, as far as subscribers to the bonus show, do they get a reminder that it's time to renew or re-up? Carla asked me that, and I swear to God, I felt like a mook because I didn't
chess,
know my own
they
business.
Do, Mike, as my mom would say. Chess.
Chess they do?
Yes, chess they do.
That's good.
But we're saying is that you don't need the reminder. Why not buy now?
We talk about it all the time because it's very important to the success of the show. So please, if you are so inclined, you want to give it to somebody, you want to renew, please do it. And you get the holiday Christmas album. Let's hear that clip one more time.
Yes.
If you are a fan of Christmas music, that'll be 12 delightful songs all recorded by the TMOS crew for you, including this one, probably my personal favorite. Santa baby. Thank you.
Diva.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And Oscar's just opened his third Perrier.
I have to share this.
If you got him, drink him.
Carla goes off to Dreamland a little earlier than I do. It's about 10 o'clock last night, and I stumble upon a movie I have not seen in years. And I've been doing that a lot lately, trying to go deep and find movies that are just kind of obscure. We watched Amadeus the other night, and then I never realized.
Behind the Green Door?
No, this was not porn, but it should have been. The sickest, weirdest.
What channel was it
movie.
On?
It was like one of the movie channels.
Was it like on a second tier movie channel, like a Starz?
We
might have been.
Oxygen.
I'll entertain Oxygen. Five questions, see if you can guess. It's old. It's an older movie.
Okay.
It's super old. It's color and all that, but it's an older movie, and
it wouldn't be black and white. Say, if it's sick, is it sick in a sort of sexual perverted way?
100% sexual way.
Okay.
Ooh, man.
In fact, the most twisted, kind of odd movie sexually that I've seen.
Mannequin.
No.
Always Kim Cattrall with you. Is there a scene in it involving food?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, no, so it's not that Mickey Rourke, Kim Basinger movie?
No.
Okay.
No, I think that's mild comparative.
Sexual.
Really?
Man.
Yeah. Just the pure deviant level.
80s? 90s?
I think 80s.
And today.
I think we're talking 80s.
80s. All right. Did it appeal primarily to a younger, like a teen audience? Was it like a teen thing?
I think it appealed to an audience that might have to register as a sex offender.
Sheer panties.
But here's the thing, and it's not a particularly good movie.
Right.
In my opinion, it's not all that well acted. Mm-hmm. It's not all that well photographed. It's kind of odd. It's just completely out there. But I'll give you a hint, Rob.
I'll take it.
It features one of the quirkiest actors of his generation.
Crispin Glover?
He is no longer with us. He is no longer with us.
16 Candles.
No. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
No.
He was quirky and he's dead?
No.
Weird Science.
This also featured a very famous Italian actress.
Oh,
I know what it is.
What is it?
It's Last Tango in Paris.
That is incorrect.
Man.
The actress's name is Isabella Rossellini. And the actor's name is Dennis Hopper. And the movie
Blue
is
Velvet.
Called Blue Velvet.
Yes!
I've never seen Blue Velvet.
I've seen enough of it to know that it's twisted.
It is.
There's an
so
oxygen tank
weird.
In it.
He sucks on oxygen all the time. It was weird. And you know what? When you go back, and I think I never saw it in the theater, so
no.
It's been on cable for a million years, and I usually would come in halfway through and watch it. I don't think I've ever watched it from the absolute beginning to the end, and it has almost a Kubrick quality to
it, you know,
where it's just the land of the weird, and the whole sex scene between Dennis Hopper and Isabella Rossellini is just, I was uncomfortable watching it all by myself.
Here's how I can relate to it is...
Oscar's raising his hands.
It was a big HBO mover when I was in high school.
Right.
And that's when you would just get HBO. You wouldn't get all the channels. And it was referenced a lot, like among my friends, because it was so screwed up. But we couldn't have possibly understood the depth of the depravity because we were only 16.
It was, but when you watch it, a little longer in the tooth, let me tell you, it's strange. Yes, Oscar.
Laura Dern is also in the film.
Laura Dern and Kyle MacLachlan.
Nice poll. It's got 94% on the tomato meter. And the audience loves it at 88.
It is just so strange.
But it holds up, apparently.
It does hold up. It's just weird.
Yeah, it holds
up
among certain people.
It is weirdness from beginning to end. I can't believe it got that on the tomato meter. That is truly special, you know? Really odd.
You know,
really,
it's funny when you say it has a Kubrick quality to it because most Kubrick movies I find a little off-putting.
Do you say Kubrick? It's Kubrick.
Kubrick, forgive me.
Stanley Kubrick.
Stanley Kubrick.
It reminds me of The Shining.
Yes.
In that the some of the acting is that wooden kind of Kubrick style acting that you get in The Shining, which is, you know, thank you very much for coming. We appreciate that.
And
hello,
he was also Eyes Wide Shut, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was Eyes Wide Shut.
And there's some of that in that too.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep. By the way, an article in Esquire magazine this past month that talks about a guy that actually runs that kind of a club out in Los Angeles that actually has those kind of Stanley Kubrick Eyes Wide Shut parties at a house in the Hollywood Hills.
Do they offer internships? Turn off the Bobby Vinton. That's just silly.
That's the first time I've ever seen nudity in a class in college when we were watching A Clockwork Orange in one of my film classes. And I sat there. I was like... They're showing nudity.
Yeah.
Class.
Nudity. Mm. Hey, before we go to break, because I know we've only got like 2 minutes to talk
just
about
a moment.
This, because I don't want to go too far into it, Oscar, but we were talking before the show about this abduction out in California, in the Sacramento area where we have tons of listeners out there. This lady, is it Sherry Papini is her name?
I think that's right.
I'm pulling it up right now, Mike.
Sherry Papini, who was abducted. And then here's the thing that always is odd to me. Now, it just seems a little different when you hear something like this. You know, thank God if this lady was abducted that she was found and she hopefully will make a full recovery. But at the same time, I always get a little concerned when I hear the ethnic description. You know, when I hear that.
How do you mean?
They were two Hispanic women
that
abducted me. Okay,
can I give some context to the story if you haven't heard it? This woman, the beautiful, blonde, gorgeous lady.
Very pretty lady.
Went missing 3 weeks ago, almost a month ago. And was on a run in the canyons. You know, and so everyone was like, oh my God, something happened to her. They couldn't find her. And it was almost like a script out of a movie. She just appears on the side of the highway and she's got this story.
Yep.
That nobody can really find any details
on. And it was so dramatic. She said that for help, she screamed until she bled.
Yes.
She literally screamed her throat raw trying to get help. I mean, there was a lot of drama and a lot of detail
now,
that you wouldn't normally get.
Because of the fact that there's not the, you know, I think people want, we are accustomed to having things go in a different direction. And so because of this and because she is, some of the pictures are a little odd looking, to be honest with you. Some of the pictures are just, you know, and I don't know, but I the latest on it is that a private investigator that was hired by the family says that he thinks this was probably some sort of sex trafficking ring. But the big question is, they apparently released her, and I'm not sure why they would do that
if
they were involved in this.
I'm not really... I don't know enough about the world of sex trafficking, Mike. I don't think a lot of people do unless you're in that business. But I don't think you give back your goods. You're like, hey, this isn't working out, lady.
If it's not working out, somebody's being that difficult.
Right?
Unfortunately, it ends very badly.
Like when you worked at the hardware store, Mike.
Exactly. Yeah, generally, things haven't worked out. You remember the quote.
And there are two sides of the story. The guy who picked her up on the side of the road says that, you know, she looked shaken, but not the bruises and the cuts that they're talking about. The husband.
Oh, the guy said that he didn't see evidence of that?
The initial Good Samaritan that picked her up off the side of the road said that she looked shaken, but she didn't look like she's describing to the press and the police with the bruises.
Really?
And
okay, You haven't had anybody really come out yet. You haven't had
anybody
come out. Ben
Affleck may be in it.
Yeah,
100% chance.
Gone Girl is an example. You know,
yeah.
You haven't had anybody come out yet and say, from an authoritative standpoint, that there's any questioning of what's going on. It's just a strange story. We'll keep tabs on and find out what's going on.
And she's like, two Hispanics. I'm like, really? Really?
Yeah. Oh, now I know why you're offended.
Yes.
There you go. Okay.
Yes.
Well, how many of us are here? Not a lot of detail on the description. Apparently, they had their faces covered, according to Sherry Papini. I think we need some more information. It's a very strange situation.
So we'll
keep you posted on that. We'll take a break, come back with more news you may not need, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Oscar Santana.
And I'm Todd Moore.
Birthday.
We're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and
technology.
And we're doing it right now.
Yes. And we're much better than Rob Spielman.
F you, Rob.
Aww. Listen to Tech 4-in-1. That's available on MichaelMaraShow.com. Or find us on iTunes. Just search
for Tech 4-in-1 Show.
More Broadcasting.
Show.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Lost My Name.
Yes.
I read to Michael every night. His favorite book is still Lost My Name. The book is all about him. What a wonderful gift this is, and I love the feedback I'm getting from our listeners.
So many, yeah.
There's so many people that are buying this product. What kid wouldn't love a personalized book about themselves? Thanks to Lost My Name, they can have it, and it's so cool. Easy to create this personalized book. I did it myself. It really was minutes. It took that little time to put it together. Here's the way it works. Each child has a storyline, an adventure that's based on the letters of their name. This is not a personalized book where you just pop the kid's first name in, which some of them do. I did this myself in minutes. It makes each story unique to the letters of the child's name, complete with hand-drawn illustrations on each page. They follow the letters of their name throughout the book. Then they discover the story is all about them. It's much more than a typical personalized book. Just insert the names into a generic story. It doesn't work that way. This is magical. Kids are going to love this. I've got a 3-year-old. It's right in his wheelhouse. He loved it. It makes a wonderful Christmas gift. Just go to lostmy.name and enter your little one's name for a free preview of their story. Once again, listen up. It's an unusual address. lostmy.name. Enter the code TMOS at checkout for 10% off, plus shipping is free worldwide. Order now in time for Christmas. An amazing gift. Visit lostmy.name and do it today, everybody. BuzzFeed just put out a quiz to find out how normal people do some basic everyday things.
Huh.
Here's what they found. 48% of people sit on public toilet seats, 27% squat or hover over them, and 25% use a seat cover to put down a layer of toilet paper. That seems to be a very popular discussion topic in America. Do you sit, squat, or put the toilet paper down?
I sit.
I sit. That's good.
And when it's warm, it's really uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
especially here locally, because there's a lot of nervous people running around this building. And every time I walk in there, Mike, it's always warm.
Yeah.
Oh, like someone's just gotten up.
For a long time.
So nasty.
And also, I don't know, do you realize everyone in this building is on the same schedule?
Yes.
If you try to take a leak between the regular show and the bonus show, you're going to the first floor.
Even the nuns.
Because six other bathrooms are occupado.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. The fathers and nuns across the hall.
The Catholics, Mike.
Yes. They go at the same time.
Big poopers, the Catholics. Anyway, number two. You know how your earbuds, you know the earbuds you use, they say the L and the R. 91% of people follow that and put the corresponding butt in the correct ear. I do. Of course
well,
I do.
Well, and you know, aren't they supposed to fit a certain way, aren't they?
Yeah, they
there's
fit a
right
certain
and left.
Yeah, and George Martin wanted you to hear something on the left, hear it on the left.
R and L.
79% of people, you had to get your Beatles in there. 79% of people cut their sandwiches diagonally. Only 21% cut them down the middle. I cut mine down the middle if I'm going to cut a sandwich.
Who has time to cut a sandwich? Eat it.
Just like my politics, down the middle.
Yeah, most of the time, really, to be honest with you. Absolutely.
I wonder how George Harrison cut his sandwich, Mike.
Thank you. Or Paul McCartney. Let's see. 42% of people shower in the morning. The other 58% shower at night. I'm a morning showerer. That's
always
the way I do it.
Two
97%
showers.
Of people. You do two showers
two
a day?
Two showers.
Well, he has to. His house is 90 degrees.
We're passionate people, Mike. We sweat a lot.
That's wonderful. 97% of people wear their watch with the face on the outside of their wrist. 3% have the face on the inside. I have the outside of my wrist, but I wear it on my left hand, which is very unusual.
No, I think most people wear it on their left.
No, I'm sorry. Most people wear it on the left. For a long time, I wore it on my right hand.
Is that because you need your dominant hand to clasp it, right?
No, it's masturbation. And let me see. 5% of people eat pizza by starting with the crust. That's un-American.
Unless there's cheese in it.
No, you know what they're saying? Look at me. I'm different. Oh.
Hey-ho!
I'm a theater child.
Yes, here's some good news. Matt Lauer is staying put at the Today Show. The anchor has re-signed his contract with the NBC Morning Show. Page Six exclusively learned this. That will keep him as co-host for at least two more years at $20 million per year.
Whoa.
And are they still coptering him
nice
in?
Nice job on the debate, too. You
from the Hamptons.
Anyway, yeah. All right. Very good.
By the way, Savannah's looking good.
Choppa.
Well, is Savannah going to do that show until the baby comes out?
The weird thing is that she announced today, did you know she's 14 months pregnant?
Mike, I have some more context on that.
Yes.
I wondered why this was happening.
Yeah.
Right? And and to be fair, I used to be a dick about this, and I say, why don't they just give him leave and enough time?
Yeah.
But if you save up your leave until you have the baby.
Yeah, you get more time after the baby's born, which is the more important time.
I didn't know that. I thought
also,
they got 6 months.
It stuns me, though. Mr. $20 million a year did the little Rockefeller tree lighting ceremony last night. He's off today. Meanwhile, 9 months pregnant, she's slaying the dragon.
Of course.
So she comes working in there with old Willie, work every job they get for him, Geist, and he's in there. It's very strange. Very, very strange at today's show. And by the way, that Rockefeller tree lighting ceremony is the worst television in the world. I could not watch
it. Do you
realize
that used to be a 5-minute segment on the local news that Al Roker hosted?
Right.
That's how that began.
Then they turn it into something. And Tony Bennett, it's time.
Oh, Mike, it's been time.
But he's great for 90, Mike. Great for 90.
Go away. He looks great, but he's 90.
I saw him on the float for the Thanksgiving Day parade.
I thought he was the float.
And I sat there and I said, there's no way that guy's 90. He is.
Dima.
Hey, look, Tony, it's Big Bird.
Christmas.
Did you know?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Tony Bennett once played an HF festival. He closed one.
Oh, yeah, I saw him at the 930 Club.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tony Bennett. Oh, my God. Anyway, Chelsea Handler is rich, famous, and we know she has a decent rack because she shows it off all the time. She told People magazine, quote, everyone is gay or married. I've got to wait for a bunch of people to get divorced in order for her to get a date. She is apparently looking for love and not doing well. She says, I don't get asked out.
Hi,
no one
is
knocking
the internet,
at my door.
Steve Mermelstein.
People try to set me up, but the guys that want to date me, I'm not interested in. And the guys I want to date don't seem interested in me. So she's looking for love. I think she, you know, maybe a little less of the mean girl thing. And maybe you'll.
Yeah,
you'll
I don't
do
know that
better.
It's that everybody's gay or married. Maybe she's just a bit of a handful.
I think she might be. Mm-hmm. I really, you know, that's just she says an awful lot of nasty stuff online. She really does. So we'll see what happens with her. But she does. I think she's a beautiful.
Oh,
woman.
Yeah.
A very funny
beautiful.
Lady, but a very pushy broad.
Hit the alarm. Thank you very much. That's the misogyny alarm, in case you didn't know. We play that when someone says something like that. This story isn't new, but if you've never heard it, it's worth a listen. My man, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, once tried to pull a guy's tongue out of his mouth with his bare hands.
Whoa.
Wow.
This is back when he played football for Miami. He was good, but he ended up in the shadow of a better player, future Hall of Famer Warren Sapp. Mm. Yeah, that's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
He had problems, though. So he didn't get a lot of playing time. A teammate named Kevin Patrick was razzing him about the fact that he didn't get the playing time, and he lost it. He told Sports Illustrated, quote, "It was like a movie fight. The desk got turned over. Stuff was flying all over the place. We spilled out onto the weight room floor, still going at it. He wouldn't stop talking, so I decided to pull his tongue out. I stuffed my big old hand into his mouth, and I had a couple of fingers around his tongue, but it was so damn slippery."
They always are.
"I was quite serious about pulling it out, but I couldn't quite get a hold of it. Eventually, I gave up. The fight ended, and 2 minutes later, we were hugging each other. It was so dumb."
Oh my God.
How about that? I wouldn't want to have The Rock reaching into my mouth. He'd get my tongue, probably.
Yeah.
Scary.
Mike, you mentioned Warren Sapp. Did you know just this year, this past summer, he was bit by a shark in the Keys?
I remember that.
This is after all the other controversy,
yes,
like hookers and Super Bowls.
Don't
and stuff
get in a
like
fight
that
with hookers in the lobby of your hotel.
That's right.
Not
that's
a good
right
idea.
Because a shark will bite you.
Is the
works
shark okay?
A new study tracked 80,000 people over 15 years, and it found out that playing tennis and squash increase your life expectancy more than any other sport. Tennis and squash, racket sports.
Wow.
People who regularly played racket sports were 47% less likely to die during the study.
Max Brother.
Compared to just 13% for joggers. So you're better to play tennis than you are to go out and jog.
What if you eat squash?
If you eat squash, it's a healthy vegetable.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Your zucchini. Well, it depends on how you cook it.
Little
you put
brown sugar.
Little cheese.
I don't care for
what
squash.
What about a squash level casserole?
No, don't like squash.
The kids
squash.
Hey, you know what? Here's a curveball. How about a pumpkin pie?
Ooh,
pumpkin pie,
that's
not
squash
a fan of that either. No, I don't care for squash.
Zucchini?
Put all the sugar. No, zucchini, maybe. You
like Dom DeLuise?
Yeah, maybe. Zucchini, I promise you this. On the grill, zucchini I can go for.
Yeah,
I can
nice
go for
it.
You
sure
know, I,
fry it.
Really. But really, I'd rather have just a good piece of bread. Anyway, and now a little something. Hey, that's why I look the way I look. Really? Give me a slice of Wonder Bread and some chocolate-covered raisins, and I'm fine. Thank
what's
you
for lunch?
It's like a chocolate-covered
raisin sandwich.
Kid's
right
snack.
Thank you very much. Yeah. All right. Let me see. Chocolate-covered raisins and a piece of Wonder Bread. All right. A Pillsbury bacon flake biscuit and a peanut butter cup. Let's see. A
dessert.
McDonald's chocolate milkshake and a piece of pizza.
Yes,
thank
delicious
you very much.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Now a little something. A 25-year-old woman named... I got to say this about these stories, okay?
Yeah.
I don't go looking for Florida.
They find
I
you.
I don't.
They find you.
I swear
you
to God. I read the headline for this story this morning when I was prepping this show, and I said, please, just once, don't be from there.
Well,
a 25-year-old woman named Carson Kidwell was busted for shoplifting from a Walmart in St. Augustine, Florida, last week.
Yes, it's in Florida.
Would you like to know what she stole?
Yeah.
She stole a DVD of Magic Mike and a nice big dry salami.
Oh my God.
You know, it happens to be, it's they're 50 states, for God's sakes, come on. When the cop asked her why she stole the stuff, she told him, quote, "It's hard times." I assume the pun wasn't intentional, but God bless her if it was. Now, she also stole a bunch of other stuff that isn't quite so phallic, including chicken, batteries, tools, and DVDs of The Campaign and Bad Teacher.
She likes film.
God.
If I was a security officer, I got to let her go. I got to be like, lady, happy holidays.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not going to ask her because she's facing grand theft charges. And I,
Carson,
you know, I swear to God, today I didn't, because I didn't want to do another slogan of the day for Florida.
But today we have a new one?
We have a new one because I'm going, look, if it's a Florida story, I know there are people counting on me to give you a slogan of the day. So here we go. Florida, we just have more idiots than the rest of the country. That's it. Factual. It's not particularly funny. It's just a fact.
Yeah,
there it is.
From the
a
census
salami and a DVD of Magic Mike. That's a Saturday night right
oh,
there.
Yeah.
Oh, and chicken.
Yeah, and chicken. Girls got to eat.
Well, the salami, you have to assume she's not going to eat that.
No, not at all.
No.
But she'll keep it for a while.
Sure.
Ew.
Chicken.
It was dry.
Oh,
thank you, Pony.
Gross.
Matthew Bloom, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the thing you say today. Good
we'll
job.
We'll take a break, and we will come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Merritt Show.
What's your name?
Hi, this is Pete Johnson, reminding you that our next TMOS bonus show is bonus show number 300. Isn't that right, Rob?
That's right, Pete. 300 is a big number, isn't it?
It's a big deal to us. So this Friday, December 2nd, please help us to commemorate this milestone by hitting up all your social media and posting. What do we post, Oscar?
Hashtag TMOS bonus 300.
And the link to MikeOMarisShow.com.
300 episodes is a lot of content, and we're proud of it. Let's get the word out and get hashtag TMOS bonus 300 trending like a Kardashian robbery.
And thank you, Pete.
Thank you, ass munch.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah, we are pushing our TMOS bonus packages tremendously this week. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Also one of the busiest. One of the most important holiday traditions. Doesn't take much time at all. It only takes a moment to subscribe, renew, or give the TMOS bonus package. Each week, we record a sixth episode of the show. It's uncensored. It's commercial free. And it can be yours if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. You'll get full access to all the 2017 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings. Plus, order now and you'll receive the soon-to-be classic holiday album, Have an O'Merry Christmas.
Have you heard the latest clip?
Why don't you play one for us, Rob?
Here we go.
Santa baby. All of your favorite holiday songs sung by all your TMOS buddies, and the only way to get it is to buy the TMOS bonus package. We are also giving five lucky people a chance to win a $200 Amazon gift card when you subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Show bonus packages. It's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked bonus packages. When you subscribe, you get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. Holidays are approaching. Great gift. Only way to get our TMOS holiday album. Whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get her done, the TMOS bonus package. Order it right now, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, let's open up our audio vault for today, the first day of December 2016. Rob Spiewak.
Are you afeard, Mike? Are you afeard of the robot revolution?
Ooh.
No, I welcome it with open arms.
Because a lot of people are saying the robots are going to take over, but then I see something like this and I'm okay with it. A guy
don't like Westworld, though.
Well, no, the robot, then the robot revolution is what? Boring?
Oh, no. I heard there's a swerve. There's a swerve in episode 5 and 7.
Yeah, but it, you know what? You had to invest 5 hours to get there. Too much.
I'm out.
Too much. If you take an Amazon Echo and ask it a question that prompts an Alexa, I'm sorry, a Google. What's Google's machine? That's like that.
I'll give you the name. Give me 2 seconds.
So Google has a machine that's like Amazon Echo. It's the Google Assistant.
Thank you.
And you can put them talking, and they will go in an endless
loop.
You want
to start again with this one? Because this is this.
Yeah, let's pretend like that didn't happen.
Let's start. Rewind, and then start from the very beginning.
Don't fear the robot revolution, because if you put a Google Assistant next to an Amazon Echo, the Alexa one, they'll talk back and forth in a loop forever. They will not stop.
Try that.
Watch this.
To do that. Okay.
Alexa, what's on my calendar tonight?
Tonight, there is one event. At 6 p.m., there's Hey Google, what's on my calendar tonight?
You have a calendar entry today at 6 p.m. The title is Alexa, what's on my calendar tonight?
Tonight, there is one event. At 6 p.m., there's Hey Google, what's on my calendar tonight?
You have a calendar entry today at 6 p.m. The title is Alexa, what's on my calendar tonight?
That's how we defeat them.
Yes.
That's how we defeat the robots, right?
There's one event.
And it goes, it never stops.
Want to play a game?
Exactly. How about global thermonuclear war?
Can we play to win the game?
I have always been afeard. I like to watch Wheel of Fortune. I'm pretty good at solving Wheel of Fortune when I'm on my sofa. But I'm always scared that if I was on Wheel of Fortune, I might say something that would embarrass me. Like if
because that goes viral when they do that. Then.
And like last night, when it was quite obviously on the ring-in round to see who goes first, it was the word was genealogist. That was the word, and that's not what he said.
And Brittany and Rhonda.
Professional gynecologist.
I knew that was coming. Nope. Everybody else? So Olivia and Otto.
Professional genealogist.
There you go. For Family Week.
Gynecologist.
I love that Pat says for Family Week.
Yeah. Angry old Pat Sajak.
And I do like the fact that it was a professional gynecologist, not an amateur. Just so you know. So we talked last week that Carrie Fisher has a book coming out about how when she was Princess Leia, she was banging Han Solo, right? And she...
At 19.
Yeah, she was a kid. And young she stuff. Addressed it on Ellen this week. It's a fascinating story, but also she's not that old. She's not as old as her voice sounds.
She has the boozy broad.
Oh, the hot boozy breath. Can you even imagine?
She's going to sound that. She's going to live till 98, and she's going to sound like this for the rest of her life. Carrie Fisher gives a pain in the ass, I swear to God.
I do believe she swallows Xanax like Tic Tacs.
Yeah,
she has. Her breath would actually smell like capsules.
I have not heard the clip.
Okay.
So I will offer you what I think she's going to sound like.
You're doing like Karnak. This is good.
All right.
So I really remember when he was going to do this thing right now, like my body.
Let's hear Carrie Fisher talk about having intergalactic sex on Ellen.
How did that stay a secret for 40 years? How did
I was good at that, wasn't I?
You sure were.
I told other stuff to distract people.
Uh-huh.
So they would never figure it out. No, and no one thought it was happening at the time. I don't even
know
better
than
did.
I did. I think,
but still.
No, he did. Yeah. I remember.
It was, did you have a relationship that lasted? Like, was it a just sexual or was it a love?
Well, it depends on who you ask. Oh, what? You're talking to me.
I'm asking you. Well,
I
here.
Was an infatuation.
But did the relationship continue after y'all stopped filming together?
No.
It was just when y'all were filming.
It was a location. You know, location, location, location.
So
that's a funny line. She is funny though.
She is very funny. She comes from a great showbiz family. It's just a shame that she's sort of fallen apart.
If you remember, for the holidays last year, I was at Connie Stevens' house and I met her half sister.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I remember that.
Yes, very Joey and Trisha Lee Fisher. Yes.
Yeah.
How did Trisha Lee seem? Did she seem okay?
So really? Cool.
And Jolie and was on the Ellen show.
Yes.
Yeah, she's
and
cute.
They were both there.
That's cool.
That's funny. A lot of fun. That.
Let us close with this. Jennifer Lawrence is sort of a screwball, a crackpot. She has her eccentricities.
She's fun.
She is very fun. But when you ask her what her most irrational fear is, I don't think anyone expected this.
Okay, so my biggest irrational, hopefully, fear is that the Zika virus is going to be the solution to overpopulation, and that I don't know if you ever read the Kurt Vonnegut short story where everybody has to take these pills that make your private parts feel like wet sponges, and then nobody can have sex and no one can procreate. And so by the time I'm older and I'm like, I think I want to be a mother, they're like, you can't. Your private part feels like a sponge.
Feels like a sponge.
Okay.
Whoa.
And you know what? That was even less pleasant without the jazz music behind it. I'm really glad they got Dave Brubeck to step in and make it nice.
So, make your private parts feel like a sponge.
Watch out for that sponge, Mike. That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Very, very disturbing.
And then,
right
Mike,
there.
She pulled out a dry salami.
Oh, my goodness gracious. And watch Magic Mike. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. I do the zeros and the O's, and I mix them up just because I want to mess with your mind. To send a letter or birthday request for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on your help for the show. This is our real push at the end of the year to get you to subscribe to our bonus packages. When you do, you will qualify for a $200 Amazon gift card giveaway, and you will also receive the Mike O'Mara Show Holiday Christmas album, where everybody on the show recorded a Christmas song.
Yes, Rob Ford is recording today.
Some of them better than others. They're fantastic. I hope you'll like them. Anyway, please do that and get yourself a bonus subscription. If you've never done it before, make this the year that you do it. 2016. Look at all the people that died in 2016.
Yeah, we're not going out
something positive, okay?
Please.
Going into 2017. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for a great part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, baby.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by our Amazon page. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. And happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.